Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir, B'Siyata D'Shmaya. This is the third shir in this series where we've been discussing Eid Echad, B'Davar Sheba'erva, B'Dolores Chazek Yisura. And in the previous shir, we saw a Yisod that taught us that there is a fundamental difference between Isurim and Davar Sheba'erva if there's a Cheskas Isser. By Yisurim, we do not require Taras Eidus. There are no Hilchas Eidus when it comes to Yisurim. And even if you hold that by Cheskas Iser, B'Sha'ar Yisurim, you need to aid him, but it's not B'Toras Eidus, it's B'Toras Ne'emonus, which is a Hevdel Yisodi. She'im ze B'Toras Eidus, az yesh kol minei klalim, yesh kol minei pratim, she'chayavim lidog lehem. לדוגמה, אם יש עדות, אז יש דרישה בחקירה, ואסור מפי כסובום, אבל אם זה נאמנות, כל זה לא קיים. So, when you talk about איסורים, it's מתרס נאמנוס. When you talk about דבר שבערבו, it's בתרס עדוס. So, and we said that when it comes to דבר שבערבו, if there's only one person, so then it's not a דבר שבערבו בכלל. If you hold Eid Echad Ne'eman below the lowest, the lowest Chazik Yisura, so that's the Chalna called the Davar Sheba'erva. But if there's a Cheska Sisser and you need to aid him by Davar Sheba'erva, so then you need all the Torah's Eidus, all the laws of, the rigid laws of Eidus apply, as opposed to Ne'amanus, where it's a lot looser. So that's in between Eidus on Isser and Eidus on Davar Sheba'erva. זה היסוד שראינו בשיעור הקודם, אחרי שבשיעור, וגם שאלנו מה המחלוקת בין רבא לאביי בקידושין, בדף סמכי עמוד בייז, שאביי אמר שמישהו אומר לחברו, אשתך זינתה בעיד אחד, אז עיד אחד העיד שאשתו זינתה, as Neaman. And the Rashba explained, because Eid Echad is, he asked, Eid Echad Zan Neaman, can I get his Chazek? Here there's a Cheskas Heter. The answer is, according to Abai, there is no Cheskas Heter. And therefore he's believed. Gevaldik. So, as anachem rashab mitkadmim hala, shuv, al pi Torat, moreinu v'rabbeinu, moor einenu maran, rosh ha'yeshiva l'shmo l'zichot havat nefesh, hakon Rabbi Chaim Zatzal. אז אנחנו אמרנו שלא כל נידון של ערבה מקרי דבר שבערבה. Not every case of ערבה is called a דבר שבערבה. Just because we're dealing with a sexual matter doesn't mean that it's called a דבר שבערבה. The only time it's really called a דבר שבערבה is על ידי ישחזק איסורה. ורק על ידי ישחזק איסורה הוא דמקרי דבר שבערבה. Only if there's a חזקס איסר, it's called דבר שבערבה. אז נראה להוסיף. אנחנו רוצים להוסיף ביאור למה שאמרנו בשיעור הקודם, שרק על ידי התחזק איסורי, אז זה נקרא דבר שבערבה. Based on what would appear that the yesod of the din of אין דבר שבערבה פחס משניים, is not because of חוימר האיסור, זאת אומרת, אנחנו נשאל בן אדם, למה אין דבר שבערבה פחס משניים? So he might tell you, because דבר שבערבה is such a severe area of הלוחות, so... It's so serious. We're talking about Erva here. I'm saying Judaism takes sexual infractions very, very seriously. So the Torah, right, when I say Judaism, that's what I mean. So the Torah takes it very seriously. So Memela, אנחנו לא יכולים... זה איסור מאוד חמור. זה איסור מאוד חמור. אז לכן צריך שניים. אבל זה לא נכון. זה לא נכון. אין דבר שבערבה פחס, אין הגדר משום חומר האיסור. זה לא בגלל חומר האיסור, חמור איסור ערבה משאר איסורים שאין אל אחד נאמן בו. So here it's more חמור. So if you have חזקס איסר, only then is it called the דבר שבערבה. לא, זה לא נכון. שבאמס מה שנוגע לעצם האיסור, שוב איסור ערבה לאיסור שער, לשער איסור. Erva fundamentally is the same as other isurim. V'rak כשחל על הנידון שם דבר שבערבה בו ישניים. It's only when we're dealing with a nidon, with a case of דבר שבערבה, you need two. In other words, as far as the עצם האיסר, איסור ערבה is the same as other איסורים. Just if it's called a דבר שבערבה, it's classified as a דבר שבערבה, then you would require two witnesses, and then two kosher witnesses, לפי כל דברי כל הלכס עדוס. וישנם גדרים מיוחדים, אימוס היו נקרא דבר שבערבה, and we have special גדרים, when it is and is not called, a דבר שבערבה. אז הבה נראה. והנה, בקצוי סחוישן, בסימן פי א', בסעיף קוטן י' ג', למי שצריך לדעת, you know, in the yeshivas in Eastern Europe, like in Slobodka, maybe Mir, maybe both. The Bachum were Bikiyim and Gintzos. Like that was the bread and butter. You have to know Gintzos. Imagine Bachrim, Bikiyim, and Gintzos. How many Bachrim today? Can I speak to them anywhere in the Gintzos? Madhim. Bikitzur, Va'azeya, you know, that's with very little food and just the conditions they lived under is like, I don't know how long we last. Zaktzot HaChoshen, B'tziman Pe'av, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Dan Be'edei Hoidoe. Let's say somebody is Moide, that he owes money. Do they have to see him or not? Do they have to see the person who's Moide or not? Im Sichim Liroto, או דסאגי בתביעס אינה דקולו ובשמיעס קוילוי שפיר דומי. Maybe it's enough just that they recognize his voice. But they don't actually have to see him, or maybe they have to see him. That's the clair of the Ktzos. And he brings from Rashi. Rashi in Sanhedrin, Adav Samach Zayin, Omer Aleph, Divrei Maaseil Hein writes that you can't kill al pi edus detviyas ayin dekola. If a person gives edus based on the sound of a voice, and based on that edus, you want to kill somebody, you want to be mechayiv somebody misa, based on tviyas eina dekol, he says, listen, I didn't see the person, but I heard his voice. No. I efshar la'arov, omer Rashi, al pi edus te tviyas eina dekol. V'im kein, hu adin l'dinei mominus. Mominus, the same would apply. Lo motzi la'afuke memoina al pi tviyas eina dekol. When you need proper edus, by mominus you need edus, to execute somebody you need edus. So just like by mominus, that you need edus. Just like by mominus that you need edus. It's not just like by to execute somebody where you need edus. Tviyas eina dekola is not no good. It's not effective. So to by mominus lo matzi, it's not no mahani lafuke memoni. You can't be matzi mamin and dinei mominus based on tviyas ayin of call recognizing a voice. Wait a second. What about a blind person? How is a blind person allowed to sleep with his wife? Who says she's his wife? There's only one way he can know, and that's Tviyas Eina Dekola. V'hadesuma muter b'ishtoi, u'b'nei adam mutorim b'nishoi seyam b'alayla, al pi Tviyas Eina Dekola. And that a blind person is permitted to marry his, to be intimate with his wife. And people are permitted, generally people, even people who can see. But if it's pitch black, you can't see. So how's a regular person allowed to be with his wife? Maybe it's somebody else. So the answer is al pi tviyas eina dekola, recognizes the voice. Chav gimel amud aleph in Maseches Gittin chulin 96a v'hainu dele'inyan isure shapir samchin en atviyas eina dekola. When it comes to isurim, we are soimech on tviyas ayin of kol. B'dinei nefashas, no tvius ayin dekol. Bedine mominus, no tvius ayin dekol. But bedine isur, like being intimate with one's wife, and he can only know it's his wife, based on the sound of her voice because it's dark or because Rachman Atzlan is blind. So there, the Tfiyas Ein HaDekala works, but not by Dinei Mominus and Dinei Nefashis. That's the Ktsos. And so too in the Shilte Giboirim, in Meseches Sanhedrin, in Perek Zeh Boirer, B'Shem HaRama Ayin Sham. Aval Tzarich Iyun, Zeh Davar Shelo Muvan. That that assume as Mutar B'Ishtoi, U'Bnei Adam U'Mutarim B'Neshoisem B'Tfiyas Ein HaDekala, that's an Isser of Dover Shebe'erva. And if Tvias Eina the Kala is not effective by Mamen, so the same should apply to Dover Shebe'erva. Remember, we have Gzeir Shava of Dover Dover. We have Gzeir Shava of Dover Dover Mi Mamen. And what does that Gzeir Shava teach us? That Gzeir Shava teaches us that what's required, you need Eidim by Mamen, you need Eidim by Dover Shebe'erva. If it doesn't fly by Mamon Tvias Eina Dekala, so why should it fly by Dover Shebe'erva? And since we see that Tvias Eina Dekala does work by Erva, as we have in the Gemara in two places, so it should also work by Mamon. As Anachnu Chozrim Achshav, והקושי בדברי הקצות, שהקצות רצה ללמוד מרשי, שהוא הדין לדיני מומנס, שאי אפשר לסמוך על תפייס אין את הקולה, כמו שרשי כותב, לגבי עדי הוידוי, שאי אפשר לסמוך על תפייס אין את הקולה, אז גם דיני מומנס יהיה אותו דבר. ככה אמר הקצות, והקושי הוא שאנחנו יודעים שבדובר שבערבה כן סומכים על תפייס אין את הקולה, אז כך גם צריך להיות, במאמן. ועיין בזה בספר נסיבס המקוות, שם בסעיף קטן זין בסימן פ"א. אז נראה לומר כך. תלוי מקרי דובר שבערבה, אלא כשהנידון הוא על הערבה עצמה. אז אנחנו אומר פה יסוד. When is it called the דובר שבערבה? When the nidon is on the ערבה herself. Is she an ערבה? Or is she not an ערבה? In other words, is Rachel, this girl, is she an Eishes Ish, or is she a Pnuya? Is she married, or is she single? Is she permitted to her husband, or not permitted to her husband? That's the when the Nidon is on the Erva herself, is she an Erva or not? But here, the Nidon, when we're talking about a person being intimate with his wife in the dark, or if he's blind, Eina Nidon Kanal Rachel. We know Rachel is a married woman to this man. Everything is cool. The Nidon is she Rachel? As Nara Lechadesh, Sheze Nidon Al Maisa Biyazeh, Shabal Don Lenav Sheim Yeshkan Bibiyasu Bisra Eshes Ish Olav, Vein Ze Bechlal Dover Sheber, Vedover Sheber Ze Lekboa, אם יש איסור או היתר, אם יש את אישו פנויה, מותרת או אסורה. אבל פה הנידון הוא לא על רוחל. רוחל אנחנו יודעים שהיא מותרת. הנידון הוא, האם זה רוחל? Is this רוחל? So is this act, is this maisa, a permitted maisa or forbidden maisa? That's not a דבר שבערבה. And therefore there's no יוקום דבר of דבר שבערבה. It's a nidon merely of Isser Veheter. Is it permitted for him to do this maisa, or is it forbidden for him to do this maisa? And therefore, you don't need a din eidus, and it's enough to have eid echot kishar isurim, and memela tvias eina dekala is also going to be effective. When you need eidus, tvias eina dekala is no good. But here it's not eidus, because it's bechalal, like we said in the previous year. It's not a davar shebe'erva, it has to be defined as a davar shebe'erva in order for us to require two eidim. If it's not classified as a Dover Shebe'erva, or like we said at the beginning of this year, if it's not classified as a Dover Shebe'erva, then you don't require two. Only when it's Chal Shem Dover Shebe'erva. But here there's no Chal Shem Dover Shebe'erva. Why is there no Chal Shem Dover Shebe'erva? Because we know Rachel is permitted. We're just wondering if this Maisa is Mutter or Aser, and Memela, Tviyas Eina Dekala, would be enough. Right? We just have, it's just a chisar and yedi on our part. If she is wife or not, that's not called a davar shebe'erva. The nidon is on the maisa bia, not on the etzim shem eshes ish. Etzim shem eshes ish we know of. We know what this woman's status is and this woman's status. We just want to know, is this the woman? So that's not classified as a davar shebe'erva. So that's the chiddush of this year. That not every sexual law or encounter is classified as a davar shebe'erva. Because here in this context of Tvias Eina Dekola, even though we're dealing obviously with the husband and wife, intimate relationship between the husband and the wife, but since the question is not, is she Eishes Ish or not, Muteres or not, the question is, who is she? That's not called a Davar Shebe'erva, and Memela Tvias Eina Dekola is enough. V'chein mevu'ar mima shekotev Rambam beperek Yud mehilchos Sanhedrin halocha beis בדיני הסרוי, שאפילו אם הסרה בוי אחד, ואפילו עבד או אישה, הרי זה נהרג. In the din of הסרה, Sanhedrin 12:2, so even if the one giving the הסרה, says the Rambam, is an עבד, not a kosher aid, an אישה, not a kosher aid, nevertheless, הרי זה נהרג. And it's מהשמה, הוא הדין לעניין הרייס, ואישס איש. The noisein ha-hasroe yachol liyot eved o isha gam ba-arayot ve-eshet ish. Ve-lo rak ba-oimer muter, zot omeret, shu lo yada she-eshet ish asura ve-chayev male ha-misa. Kaze ha-am ha-aretz ritzini. Lo. Ve-ha-matre omer lo she-eshet ish asura. So lo rak b'mikra that he thinks it's mutter to be with this woman, and then the master says, no, by the way, you're not allowed to sleep with a married woman, it's against our religion. Even if he says, I didn't know she's an Eishes Ish, and the master says, the warner says, she is an Eishes Ish. There are nema to be made that she's an Eishes Ish, not only to say that it's usher, but also to say this woman's an Eishes Ish. Why? Why? The guy says, I don't think she's an Eishes Ish. No, she's an Eishes Ish. And if you sleep with her, oy vavoy. So the question is, Shein ne'amonem lido shezoi Eishes Ish. V'avt ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. What about davar shebe'erva? Ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. V'zeh kamo shein is boyer. Dekeven de'ein kan sofek. V'nidoin elea madino. Look, by her, we have no suffix what her deen is. Eladu don the nav shebiachas lebiazu, im eishes ishi. O lav, reze kamaleches shabbos davikiser veter ba'alma. Lav achal davar shebe'erva. In other words, there's no question on a specific woman. We have a shaila about her. This guy just decided that she's not an eishes ish. And therefore, this maisa is a maisa that's mutter. So even one aide, even a non-kosher aide, can say to him, no, she's an Eishes Ish, so watch out. So then it turns into Melechus Shabbos, that's Isser Veheter. It's not included in Davar Shebe'erva, and an aide achad is believed, even an Eved, even an Isha. So we see, like we said, that the Davar Shebe'erva Pachos Mishnayim, the Davar Shebe'erva requires two, together is not because of the Isser Erva Acham or Yosef Mishavis Surim, because then it would apply even in the aforementioned cases. But rather, when his edus is on a davar shebe'erva, and saying that this woman is an eishes ish, she's not an edus on davar shebe'erva. They can testify that this woman is an eishes ish, the maserim. In other words, the nidon, the issue at hand here, is not this particular woman. Her name is Rachel. Her name is Rachel. Is Rachel a permitted woman or a forbidden woman? So, b'chlal lo anidon shelana. We're not dunning l'gabei Rachel. The nidon here is, the issue is he allowed to do this ma'isa biya? And the Eid Echad says, even the Isha and the Eved, says, no, you're not allowed to do this ma'isa. So that already puts it into the category of Isser Veheter. It's not a Davar Shebe'erva. So not again, not every sexual case is a Davar Shebe'erva. Davar Shebe'erva is you have a Nidon Legabe the Isha. Is she an Eishes Ish or is she a Pnuya? That's a Nidon of a Davar Shebe'erva. But if you're dealing with, is this Maisa permitted or forbidden? That's not considered a Davar Shebe'erva. That's also what we saw in the previous case. That went by Tvias Eina de Kala. The question is not a specific woman, if she's a permitted woman or a forbidden woman. We don't have a question about a woman. The question is his Maisa be a mutter? Is he allowed to sleep with this woman? And Tvias Eina de Kala is enough to establish that, yeah, this is in fact his wife. Shaila isn't the guy be the woman. Any specific woman, what her status is. Shaila is she the one? Is she the intended one? So Mela, since the issue is he allowed to do this Maisa and not the status of the halachic status of the girl, the woman, therefore it's not classified as a Davar Shebe'erva, but rather as Isser Veheter. Okay, so we have more proofs for this yisod, and Mirat Hashem, we're going to tansa Ryan in these arayas the next year, and then eventually we have to get to not so long. We have to get to the Hezber B'Divrei HaRashba that we spoke about in the previous year. Ve'od inyanim niflaim biyoser. Mod ani lefanecha Hashem elokai velokai avisai shesamte chelkenu miyoshvei beis hamedrash veloisamte chelkenu. And we'll be zocha to continue. B'simcha v'tuv lev of merov kol. Toda rabba rabba al ha'azana. Ani mekave she'ahazana hayta ariva aleichem, kamo she'mesirat ha'shiur hayta ariva alai. Shalom shalom.